K-State Nation, y'all know what time it is. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas, home of K-State University. Eddie Greer, what up on this Monday morning, December 2nd, 2024, the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, where that is football all the way to men's and women's rowing. Well, not men's and women's cross country or women's rowing. Everything else between. There you go. Men, we don't have men's rowing. We have women's rowing out there. Anyway, since your first time listening to this podcast, thank you so much once again for checking out this podcast on this Monday morning. And I went on an epic rant yesterday on this football team. That's going to come out later on tonight. So be out and look out for that. If you're a first time listener to this podcast, you want to listen to that epic rant, which you should. I guarantee, which you should. You'll get a kick out of it. Definitely make sure you like and subscribe to this podcast wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. And of course, me and Alex, it looks like I will hop on tonight over on the Podbean. I'll mention that in the back end of this episode here. This is the postcast edition, Kansas men's basketball real quick. This will probably be a quicker episode than normal, a little bit of 10-15 minutes. But anyways, here, doubleheader yesterday with the basketball teams, K-State men and women's team were going at it there. And first up was the men's team. We're going to do this chronological order, and maybe sometime later this evening I will record the women's episode. Six cats in double digits to a scoring record for K-State men's basketball. This is out of this universe. 120-73 over UAPB. No, it ain't a beer. It's a college. Yesterday afternoon in front of almost 8,000 at Bramlage. Yesterday there. 120 points. Marked the highest scoring ever for a K-State men's basketball team. You got to go back to the overtime. This is actually recent. This is actually the first year that Jerome Tang was head coach of this team with, remember, the three-point barrage, Marquise Noel and company, Keontae Johnson, the upset over Texas. This might have been the other team. 116 with Tyler Perry last year. This is probably last year. Tyler Perry, the overtime win over Texas there. 116 points. This was like almost last year. I want to say 2023. That had to be 2024. No, 24 Tyler Perry. Yeah, I think this is Marquise Noel. Because I remember this. Yeah, this is the team where Marquise Noel, this team went off against Texas. I want to say it has to be close, but don't quote me on it. But anyways, it's around there. 2023 January, right? That's recent. That's pretty much recent. And then you got to go forward the 115 that a men's team scored in 1991 against Delaware State as well. With this win, the Cats go to 6-2 on the year there as well. Let's see. David Castillo that I see down here. David Castillo had like 5 threes in this game. Let's just go over here because this is – we're not going to go to Coach Tang. Not today, not in this. It's not necessary. Arkansas Pine Bluff is the UABB PV team. If I could talk, this is the Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports. Arkansas Pine Bluff gets destroyed. K-State rolls 120. They put up 73. Arkansas Pine Bluff, obviously not enough, as K-State put a 63 burger on them in the first half. 63-33 at half. And then a little bit more closer as Arkansas Pine Bluff end up scoring 40 in the second, and K-State scoring 57 in the second half of the ball game here. K-State number-wise, 61% from the field, 52% from three, and 73% shooting from the free throw line. Second chance points, 13 points in the paint, got 36 down here. Fast break points, 20 points off of turnovers, 32. Yeah, K-State led all the way from start to finish. Bench points, 68 there by the Kansas State men's basketball team. Down here, let's see. David Castillo played the most minutes that he's played at K-State just so far. 19 minutes, 5 of 9 from the field, 5 threes. Yes, sir. All of them. All of his points coming from downtown. 17 points to tie David Gasson. But that was not the leading score. As I mentioned, Ashore, 21 points in 23 minutes of action. 7-10 from the field there as well. And I know I saw Coleman Hawkins down here. Only 2 points in this game. Brendan Housen, 14 points. He was 3 of 4 from the field. His points are also from downtown as well. McCaleb Rich, 13 minutes of action. Taj Manning on the stat sheet here for the first time in 2024. 6 points for Taj Manning in this game. Max Jones, CJ Jones, the Jones boys, call it that. Max, 12 points. CJ had 7. Coleman had 2 down here. Let's see. Doug McDaniel, 18. That was second most on this team in the game yesterday as well. Here, I'm going to see if anybody down here. And Spencer Bain, also, he gets a shout out on this podcast. He got a minute of action in this game and didn't get anything up on the stat sheet. But yeah, K-State, yeah, there's really nothing to explain here. Obviously, with football in the books now, as I mentioned at the top of the podcast, I went on an epic rant recording yesterday on this team. I'm not going to spoil that. Y'all guys going to have to download that and check that out for yourselves tonight when it rolls out on to the grid tonight, wherever you listen to your favorite Kansas State podcast. But yeah, that's the reaction from Iowa State tonight coming out. This will come out this morning. K-State rolls over Arkansas Pine Bluff, 120-73. Eddie Greer III for this podcast. All thanks Kansas State Sports there as well. So K-State now goes to 6-2, and I believe next for them, I'm not going to go into much from the post game from Jerome Tang, not on this episode. Anyways, but he did talk about David Castillo there as well, finally getting some action there as well here. 68 bench points. I am going to point this out. The most for a bench stat going to 2005. Damn! Yeah, and when you play a team like that, yeah, you're going to get numbers like that there as well. And of course, the rebounding advantage there for K-State, 36-28. They almost got rebounded there for some reason. But anyways, I'm trying to find here. Yeah, so the next game this Saturday, huge game. So we're going to file, again, some more questions will be answered with this team. The next men's basketball team on the court will be St. John in the Big 12 Big East Challenge in Queens, New York. This is a morning game on Fox, 10:30. This is a national televised game on Fox. St. John, also 6-2, same record as Kansas State. So, whew, that will be a barn burner. I think that's going to be a really good game. We're going to get another good gauge at this men's basketball team. Yeah, you know, we can beat up on this Arkansas Pine Bluff team that we just played. But again, some people that I saw on K-State Twitter, you know, not too excited. Obviously, coming off that loss, Iowa State on the football field, you know, what we got to look forward to? Obviously, we already mentioned there's K-State was basketball. They suffered their first loss, but again, they're destroying teams, right? Like they're supposed to. Like any other team's supposed to. The men, they followed suit. They did what they're supposed to do. They finally did what it's supposed to do and beat up on an Arkansas Pine Bluff team that is now 1-8 on the campaign. So again, Jerome Tang and his staff, we're gonna find out a lot about this team. Doug McDaniel and company, Dave Gasson, get Coleman Hawkins, take the show on the road to Queens, New York to play St. John in the Big East Big 12 showdown Saturday. So that is the next game. We're going to wait for that. So you're going to have all week to prepare for that. So we're going to find a lot about this team again here. This is another challenge for them. And, of course, we mentioned here that we're in the month of December, and they're going to be here in Kansas City in a couple weeks taking on Drake in the Wildcat Classic, which I have intends to get tickets to go to that. So looking forward to some big basketball for the K-State men's basketball team coming up in the month of December. The Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found. Free and available daily. We're going to have a chance to record K-State content again. You're going to get 2 episodes today on this podcast. We got this one. And then later on tonight, the nightcap, the epic rant. I went on. I could have went on for a full hour, but with men's basketball went on going down and women's basketball, had to cut it a tad short, but it was a good one. You don't want to miss it. So definitely go subscribe, like, subscribe, hit the alarm bell every time we record content or post content, and you'll get it tonight on the podcast. And we got a lot more to talk about on that football team. Of course, we still got the bowl game left, but a lot to discuss on that end. And don't forget about our bonus content over the Podbean. I mentioned that. I'll message Alex here this morning. We're hopping on. We're hopping on today to discuss more about football and this men's basketball team there as well. Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast. That is Greer 3 Eddie's Podcast over on the Podbean app for bonus coverage of the Purple Project Podcast over there with myself and Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas State men's basketball, 120. Arkansas Pine Bluff, 73. This has been another episode of the Purple Project Podcast. Cats.